He understands that Yitzchak has very deep questions about who Esav is, and yet he wants to give Esav the bracha. So it's very difficult to understand that. Well, let's go through the parsha, things that I took for granted for so many years. When I started thinking about it, I realized it doesn't make any sense. Maybe everybody had different understanding, but to me, this was something that I just couldn't get away from this week. Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holy to Yitzchak. So Rashi is bothered, what is the need for the double language? So Rashi says, that Litzonei Hador, scoffers of that time, were saying, may Avimelech nis'abra Sor. Sor became pregnant from Avimelech. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that the face of Yitzchak was fashioned exactly like the face of Avram. And therefore, everybody could say, Avram holy to Yitzchak. That's what the Torah means. Yitzchak ben Avram. There was Eidus that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Very interesting Rashi. That a number of questions that bother me. You know, people say stupidities, literally stupid things. And the reason it's stupid is, I mean, Avram had children before 13 years before he gave birth to Yishmael. After Yitzchak was born, many years later, 40 years later, maybe even longer than 40 years, he had more children, another half a dozen children. So no matter what, this kind of talk would have totally disappeared from the world. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a miracle is hard to understand. Then the question started bothering me this week, even more difficult. So what? So what? Yitzchak's a mamzer. So what? He's the most moral person, the most religious person, erlicha person. What's the big part? So he's a mamzer. So, in other words, what's this big thing that the? Oh, he's a mamzer. So, you know, mamzer to us is much more a giving a value judgment on how the person acted, not who his parents are. When you call a guy in slang, he's a mamzer, you're not talking about who his parents are, you're talking about how he's acted. Okay, but Yitzchak doesn't fit any definition of the vernacular mamzer. Yitzchak is the tzaddik yisod olam. So what if he's a mamzer? But then I realized the question is much more complex than that. Rashi in Parshas Vayera, when Yitzchak was born, the Torah tells us that Avram made a party. Then he said, "The Torah mi milel Avram, enikavonim sorak yiladati bein leskunav." Made a party, and Rashi says like this: the yom hamishta, on the day of the party, Heviu hasoros b'nehen, the women, the princesses brought their children with them, and Sora nursed the children that were all brought to the party. Shoya omros, because the people were saying, those women were saying, lo yolda Sora, ela sufi heviu min hashuk. They adopted a child. So it's interesting. There are two problems with Yitzchak's birth, two possibilities. Avram and Sarah adopted the child. They found the child, they adopted them. Or that she had an affair with Avimelech. So first of all, why over here, and both of them, those things started right away. Both of those problems started when all of a sudden Sarah says she had a child. You already have people saying child is adopted, and yet other people saying, may Avimelech, the kid's a mamzer. No matter what, why didn't the Torah not address both those questions at the same time? In Parshas Vayera, Rashi says the question that was addressed was child's adopted. So Hashem made a miracle. The Torah tells us in Vayera at the birth, Hashem made a miracle that Sarah was Manik the children. Okay, so now we know it's Sarah's child. But we still have the second problem that maybe the father wasn't Avram, the father was Avimelech. That we don't get addressed. So what, there was a miracle happened when? At the same time. The miracle happened at that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzor Tzura and he looked like his father. So why in Parshas Vayera did the Torah only address one of the problems? And we have to wait till Parshas told us to address the second problem. Both those problems should have been addressed right away. The two problems were Chal the same time. The two miracles happened the same time. The miracle of her of nursing everybody happened at the time of the 2 years. In fact, the miracle probably of Tzor Tzura was probably happened even before that. Probably happened before that even. Or certainly by the party with Tzor Tzura, wherever he did that. It didn't happen now, it happened then. Well, if the miracle happened then, so why did the Torah wait till Parshas told us to tell us about this miracle? And regarding the other miracles mentioned right away in Vayera, these are problems that happened 40 years ago. That's, and the Torah dealt with that problem of who the real parents were, half the problem. Why did the Torah wait two parshas to deal with it here? You know, where the Torah puts some information has to be very critical also, because that's a problem in their birth. At the party, people were making fun. The answer was, she's nursing everybody. The Litzonim are saying, a mamzer, and you take a look, he looks exactly like his father. It's very difficult to understand those two different tainas. I mean, one taina, and between the two tainas, obviously the taina of an adopted child is a much more logical taina. Because the miracle, if Sarah at 90 could have a child, the Mehechites Avram couldn't have a child at 100. He had at 86, he had a child. Rashi says it's Litzone Hador. Because it is really ludicrous. The other one is not Litzone Hador. Show your Oimrus. The people said that. Reasonable people can say it. Come on, this is Narishkoi. They found the child. They adopted the child. So that's a more reasonable time. The Torah answers, so why the Torah should have answered that, or as I said, Bechlau, the whole reason to answer is stupidity. Doesn't sound like we have to answer a stupidity. And then the other question is, what's so tragedy if he was? Which is also almost the same. And if he's adopted, he's adopted, so what? So what? He's adopted. People can make a party if they adopt a kid too. So what? So what? Adopt the child, they made a party, the child's going to grow up with the best environment, the greatest parents. They're not the biological parents. So what? Show your own. So what? So people are saying it. So what? What's the problem? So what? Very surely. I mean, even if you don't like my kasha on mamzer, you know, maybe that is, which I really don't understand that kasha, but I mean, why it's not a kasha, but what's the problem over here that they're adopted? So? Something terrible about being adopted? What's terrible? Then we have in this week's parsha, Vayigdal ha'ish, Vayelech holoich v'godel ad ki godal ma'od. Torah starts describing, it starts Vayisra Yitzchok bo'aretz ahi vayimtzu bashanahi mea she'orim vayivorcheo Hashem, he planted and he found 100 times more than what he was anticipated to give, that would, the land would yield. And then the man, Vayigdal ish, he got wealthier. Vayelech holoich, he's getting wealthier and wealthier. Rashi says, Shoyu oimrim zevel pardosov, shoyu yitzchok v'loy kasvo zahavo shel avimel. People were going around saying they'd rather have the gold of the manure of Yitzchok's praedus than of Avimelech's gold and silver. Last night, by the way, I said, "What do we show you, Omrus?" People would say, "They just say it was true. That it was better." People said, "I said Rashi says in Gittin that the word for in Aramaic, the word for a rich person is amid. Aleph Mem Yud Dalet. Rashi in Gittin says, why is that? What does that have to do with rich? He says, the word amid comes from the word oimdim. From it comes the word estimate. The person's rich means everyone's estimating how much money they have. That's what the word, that's what Rashi says in Gittin. The definition of a rich person, you know what a rich person is? The Aramaic word for rich is a person that people go around estimating their money. So the pshat's like this. That number one, Hitaka had a lot of money. And number Shehoyu Omrim, he also was estimated with a tremendous amount of money. That over there, there was a brocha that because there's probably a bigger reality to people is not how much money you have, but how much money people think you have. The more money people think you have, the banks will deal with you. It doesn't make a difference what you have, but people perceive of what you have. So Shehoyu Omrim means that there was a perception of having money also. But nevertheless, what is the Torah telling us? Why should the talk even be true? More than silver and gold, why should the talk be true? All right, so the questions were, one last question, which I saw the Maral ask, says a very big doichik, Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Yaday Esav, Yitzchak heard things that didn't sound like Esav. What did he hear? So one of the things he heard was that Kihikra Hashem, that Hashem caused he asked him, how'd you get back so quick? Hashem caused that I captured the animal quickly. So Rashi says he never heard the word God come out from Esav, and therefore that made him suspicious, and therefore he says Akol Kol Yaakov. That's what Rashi says. So the Maral and the Gurai asked the question, Esav, the phony, the Ramai, the classical phony, doesn't know how to fool his father. In other words, he goes around, Pop, how do you give Maaser on Saul? So he's not smart enough to mention God's name. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. No, you say that a few times, so that he wasn't smart enough to do that. That's the Maral's kasha. Maral says a tremendous doichik. He says, well, maybe he thought he was machmer in being moitzi shem shemayim. I mean, if there's a chumr, how come Yaakov doesn't have that chumr? I mean, it's very difficult. Say a different mahal. Oh, so the kashas we're asking like this. Number one question is, how could Yitzchak in his wildest dreams imagine giving it to Esav when he himself has a very good idea who Esav is? Doesn't know everything, but he already knows Esav could steal, capital offense. He could be Michael Nevelis. He's certainly very suspicious. He's very suspicious of Esav. He also knows Yaakov is an Ish Tam Yoshev Oholim also. He understands the unbelievable greatness of Yaakov also. Secondly, trying to understand what is this whole issue of why the Torah here for the first time begins addressing the question of who was Yitzchak really fathered by Avram or not? That question started 40 years earlier, and the Torah should have addressed that question. When the Torah did address the question, that was it fathered by Avram and by Sarah? Might have been adopted. That was addressed 40 years ago. So why didn't the Torah... And the Torah actually addressed it and was solved 40 years ago. This was also solved 40 years ago. So how come the Torah didn't address it 40 years ago? The same party. This question was addressed when the Torah should describe it there. And I'm trying to understand what's Takato terrible about that problem. And we're trying to also understand why is it, what does it mean that the wealth of Yitzchak is greater, that the manure of Yitzchak is greater than the gold and silver of Avimelech, means Hezber. And then how come Taka Esav was not used the Shem Shammai? So it chats like this. To begin with, I don't want to give the overview of what the change between Avram and Yitzchak really is. And then, in analyzing the Yitzchak and Avram different personalities and character, to understand how this change is going to come about. Avram Avinu, the whole world's on one side, he's on the other side. Avram Avinu holds debates. Avram Avinu argues with the Nimrod. Avram Avinu finally goes around being makar of tens of thousands of people, the Rambam says. Avram Avinu has created a religion, monotheism. He's brought monotheism to the world. There's many people that are monotheists, tens of thousands of people. There's a lot of people that aren't. There's wars to go on over this. It's monotheism. Monotheism is a religion. basically at this point it obligates Zion mitzvahs. But that's what we're talking about, religion. And it's actually in our framework of religion. The way we understand America, people are religious. Some people aren't religious. I'm talking about Jewish. I mean, people are, there's such a thing, there's many religions. Yitzchak, it's unbelievable. This is mamash, when you read the psukim. What Yitzchak is not talking about only religion. Yitzchak is given brachas that sound like Vayitein Lecha Elokim Mitala Shemai Mishmanei Aris. What do you need that for? In order to have bake matzah on Pesach? Is that the problem? That you have to run the world, the wealth of the world you need for matzah? Is that it? You need for Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos? You need Rov Dagan V'Siro so you should have wine for the Arbakosis and for Kiddush? Yavducha Amim Yishtachalucha L'umim. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about political power. We're talking about state. Yitzchak is talking about the merger between religion and state. Avraham Avinu has a religion, but the state, every person belongs to their country. Power is in the hands of secular people or of a state, and then there's religious people. You either go once a week to church, you go three times a year to synagogue, you go every Shabbos to synagogue, but you're a secular, your business world, the way the world operates, is not a religious world. I mean, you know, like the Ram, the Chinuch writes in Hilchus Shoftim v'Shotrim, it's incumbent on a Beis Din Shel Yisrael to send around people monitoring what people charge. That the whole economy is a Torah economy too. No, that's not. Avram's religion has nothing to do with running an economy, has nothing to do with that. It's just, he's selling religion. Yitzchak is not, all of a sudden Yitzchak is giving over, empowering, which he's trying to create. The next step is to change us from a religion to a state, that there should be a merger between religion and state. Church and state have to become one. There's a merger between the two, which means religion is a whole different level of reality, where this whole state, the whole political system, all the power, all the wealth, is a function of a Torah state. That's what Yitzchak is changing. So there's an enormous change between Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is talking about God and talking about religion. And Yitzchak is talking about power, wealth. That's what he's talking about. And that's what he's giving over. That's what he's giving over. He understands that the man of thinking, the visionary, the religious visionary is without a doubt who? Yaakov. Hey, Yitzchak's not a liar. He knows. He's been Yoshev Oholim since the time he's bar mitzvah. He's the Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. There's no question like that. He understands for the last 50 years. He's 63. For the last 50 years, he's only been learning. He knows Yaakov is the Ishtam. But that makes him the religious leader. But who's the one that's going to run the world? Who's the one that's going to be managing the world, managing the political infrastructure, the economic infrastructure? Who's going to be managing? Who has the ability to do that? Can't be not the man of the vision, the man who has the power to implement, the man who's the Ish HaSod, the Ish HaSeir. Ace of his word is HaSeir. He's a doer. He can make things happen. He has to be the one. And it's interesting, even when he gave that bracha to Esav, he gave the bracha to Esav, and he thought it was Esav, it was really up, he thought it was Esav, and therefore he's giving him all the brachas. Wrong! He's not giving him all the brachas at all. Because, and later on when he comes in, Pop, you have any more? I got no more brachas for you, son. Nothing. Right? Nothing. He says, one you didn't leave for me. And he finds a bracha for him. And then, a few weeks later, Yaakov is leaving to get married. He calls over his son and he says to him, go to Paden Aram, Vekel Shaka Yevorichoscho, Vyafricho, Vyarbeko, Vohisol Kalamim. Gives him a bracha. Then he says, Vyitain Lachos Birkas Avram. He thought Yitzchak was, he thought Esav, he thought Yaakov was Esav. And finally, when he finds out Yaakov is not Esav, Pop, you have a bracha. I got no brachas for you. And all of a sudden, later on, he pulls out another bracha, totally out of the Yitein Lacha Birchas Avram. There was never a Havamina in the world, ever, ever, that Yitzchak wanted to give Birchas Avram to Esav. He knows who Esav is. Birchas Avram is Yaakov. He's the spiritual visionary, the legatee of Yaakov, of Avram. There's no question. And even when Esav says, Pop, is there anything? Nothing. Nothing. There's not even a hobby when he's distraught and devastated. There's nothing for you. I have nothing. What do you mean? The whole birchas, that's not for you. That avada is for Yaakov. The brachas that he was giving to Yaakov, that Esav, that he thought was Esav, he found out was Yaakov, they were brachas of running the world. That has no shaychus to Yaakov Avinu. But guess whatever it is, the answer is he was wrong that Yaakov had some of those kochas too. Whatever, how, and again, that's beyond tonight's discussion. But there's no suffix that all he wants to give him is birchas of asiyah, running the world. We have to have a state here. We're taking it to the next level. Hashem didn't give the Torah to Avram Avinu. We're not going to get any greater tzaddikim than Avram Avinu, who did that Asar Nisyon. Hashem can't give a Torah. He has to give it. Torah is given to a state. Torah is given to a nation. A nation is not just a critical mass of more people so you have enough minyanim in each shul to run. Torah is given to a state, to a country that can run a country, and ultimately to a Mashiach who's also supposed to actually administer the entire world. Each nation doing according to their obligation. They don't have to be Jews. That's what the Torah is. The Torah is not just observances. The Torah is running the world. If it's just observances, Hashem could have taken the Torah and given it to Avram. As we discover in this week's parsha, Ekev Asher Shom Avram B'Koyl V'Yishmar Mishmarti Chukosai Sarosai Mitzvosai. He did all the mitzvahs. So why didn't he give him the Torah? Avram can do all 613 mitzvahs at the Rabbanan. So give it to Avram. He'll pass it down. Eventually there'll be 600,000. There'll be a lot of people doing it. Torah is not a religion. It is a way to run the world. It's a state. That's why the tachlis has to be Mashiach. That's the whole tachlis of the world. The whole world has to operate upon the principles of Torah. It's not a religion. Unfortunately, growing up in the last few hundred years already, in Western civilization, after the separation in England of church and state, we take for granted that religion has no shaychus to state. It has literally no shaykhs. Rahman and so when we created this state, did the same thing, and it's going worse and worse over there. There's a state. Yeah. The rabbis, they'll take care, and each week they figure out to give the rabbis less, even in our state. But that's the tachlis is a state. That's the one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. That's Bias HaMashiach. That's the tachlis. Man of state can't be a man of vision. That you need a man who can do. Let me give a perfect example for that. Yitzchak's a man who does. How do I know that? How did Avram get wealth? Gets a present from this one, and he doesn't take that wealth. And other miracles, miraculous things happen. He became very, very wealthy. People gifted him wealth. Could he make money? Could Avram make money? Did he have the Midas touch, or does he have money? Is there a difference? Sure, that's what Shahayu Aymrim. People said, I'd rather have the Zevel of Yitzchak than gold and silver. Avimelech was fabulously wealthy. If you take a look at Targum Unkelus, the Avimelech that lived in the time of Yitzchak is not the same Avimelech who lived in the time of Avram. That's where he learns the Pshat. That this was, he says that, let's keep up the covenant that our fathers made. That's why Targum Unkelus says that the covenant between Avimelech and Yitzchak in this week's parsha is a second generation, a reaffirmation of the. What the pshat is? Avimelech is wealthy. He inherited all this wealth. He's the son of a king. He inherited wealth. Well, what's more chashuv? Someone who inherits wealth or somebody who knows how to make money? That's what they're saying. Zevel Pardosov of Avram is the pshat. It was not inherited money. It was made of Yitzchak. He could make money. He had a mind. He made money. And it kept on saying, Avuda, he made. He makes things. He can make things happen. Avram can't make things happen. Hashem is, he's worthy, he's a big tzaddik, and Hashem rewards him by giving him money. Avram is a visionary. Avram is an oived. He's the isha of the vision of halacha, of shmiras hamitzvahs, of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one, the practical, we don't find him ever making money. Yitzchak made money. He created businesses. Probably also that the mid of Gvura, organized, focused, very clear lines of control and discipline are the talk of the way things, that's the person who can make things happen needs all those. He needs discipline, organization, Gvura. That's talk, it's not a coincidence. He's an Isha Chesed. He's giving, and because he's giving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him more. Yitzchak is makes things happen. It's even interesting in the tefillah of Avram and the tefillah of Yitzchak. Avram, the language of his tefillah is Omar. Yitzchak losuach basod. Chazal say Avram instituted Shachris and Yitzchak instituted Mincha. What is the language of the tefillah of Avram? B'mokum asher omad. He stood. Respect, recognition. Kodesh Baruch Hu, respect this. You know I'm the source. I give you brachas. Yitzchak's tefillah is called losuach basoda is tefillah. Ein losuach el loshen sicha is loshen tefillah because communication. Sicha cannot be, it's never a one-way thing. Sikh is communication. That means there's interaction. There's a relationship that I'm making it happen. There's back and forth. Also, the language mincha means I'm giving you something. Mincha means I'm giving you homage. Mincha is I'm giving you a present. Shachris is the time of the tefillah. Mincha is not the time. Mincha is the nature. It's a nature. I'm giving you a gift. Mincha means a gift. A mincha is a gift. Because Yitzchak makes things happen. That's why Loinena Eliyah Elabitulis HaMincha. Because the guaranteed answer is when you give. Giving is always a... Because giving is making it happen. Eliyah Anovid Gimar says Loinena Elabitulis HaMincha. Because in a prayer of giving, you get back. It's probably interesting, by the way, that Mincha, even if you don't think about giving, you're always giving by Mincha. You're giving up your time. Maybe you don't have, it's the middle of the day. Mincha is an enormous gift. I start the day an hour later. I daven Shachris. But it's just I start. Mincha is already, I have to take myself away from the office. I have to take myself away from the things I'm doing. So maybe I'm not giving a lot. Maybe it's taka mincha la'oni. But there's giving in mincha. Mincha is a sense of giving. It's a different nature. The whole tefillah of Shachris and mincha is different. Yitzchak makes things happen. Avram doesn't make. He makes himself worthy, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. It's a whole different dynamics. It's really the difference is like this: the difference between Avram makes it. It's not namidik sufa. Hashem could give us if we do nothing. But a person has to make himself worthy. He does mitzvahs, right? Hashem can put us all into Olam Haba right away. Except that it's not real because I'm nothing. Who am I? In a sense, I don't really exist. I'm a robot. He created me. And then he puts me into Olam Haba. What it means is I have to make myself, I have to do things that I'm worthy. I make choices, I improve myself. So now, since I use my choices, so now I'm a separate entity. And I made good choices, therefore he can now put me into the world to come. Yitzchak is midas hadin. He earns it. He has to make it happen. That's not just to take away that it shouldn't be gifted by Hashem, but it has to be, he wants to create a sense of earning. Earning means I make things happen. Therefore Yitzchak is the transition between Avram's religion, to making a state. He understands that he has the power of making things happen. The vision, that's Avraham. In fact, the Torah even tells us he doesn't have the vision. Everything, I mean, the spiritual, it's a little bit unbelievable. Yitzchak, who went through the Akedah in this week's Parsha, the Torah says, this is mamish unbelievable. I'll hear basi azaracha, even osati lazarachas kol arotzes. I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. He's bor, and everybody will misborach with you. Eikav asher shama Avraham b'koyli. Everything Yitzchak gets is in the schus of Avraham at the beginning of the parsha. The whole vision, the whole Avraham vayishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosoi. Interesting. Almost all the Rishonim learn. I mean, the Ramban learns. It wasn't just Avraham kept all the mitzvahs. Who else kept all the mitzvahs? Yitzchak. In fact, he says Yaakov. He asked the kasha. I had Yaakov marry two sisters. What kind of kasha? The Torah says Avraham. So the whole reason Avraham got all these brachas is because he did the mitzvahs. Yitzchak is also doing all the mitzvahs. So what do you mean? Eikav asher shama Avraham. Eikav, because you're doing the mitzvahs. Yeah. I'm doing. My father did. He's imitating his father. He's not the visionary that. Avraham was the one that was masig it. Was the one that did it, that brought it in. He follows his father. In that he's not an innovator. In that he's just continuing what his father did. Yitzchak Koyach is to make things happen. He goes, he produces money. He can make money. Yitzchak Yaakov couldn't, Avraham could never did and couldn't. And he had a Midas touch. He could make things happen. And his Zeva was better than silver and gold because he could create money. He's now looking for somebody who can do both. Somebody has the vision of Avraham Avinu. And somebody has his touch too. So he understands Esav will be his, he's the Osa, he's the Isha Soda, he's Yitzchak in the next generation, and he'll merge with Yaakov, and they got Klal Yisrael. However, the mistake that there couldn't be a merger, again, that's not for tonight. But that's what he's trying to do. Because he understands Klal Yisrael is not a religion, it's a state. It's the way the world has to be. Now we understand why there's no Shem Shemayim. I'm sure this is the answer to Maral's Kasha. How could Esav, that phony from day one, not understand? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave me Parnosa. We all can do it. I mean, Esav has been able to do it also, right? So why didn't Esav want to be fool his father? The man of Asiya does it himself. I did it. Of course I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the koyches, but I did it. He doesn't talk about Hashem doing. Yaakov talks about Hashem doing is the pshat. Hashem does. I'm making just my, I go through the motions of Ishtadlus. According to, in the Esav philosophy, in the Yitzchak philosophy of life, the man has to do. I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the koyach lasos chayim. But I'm doing. I'm not going to say he crushed him. I did it. I made it happen. How did I make it happen? Hashem gave me this unbelievable ability of organization and unbelievable ability of discipline. So therefore, I know how to capture animals. I know how to find them. I know how to get to them right away. I know how to do that. Because Hashem gave me the wisdom to do it. But I did it. Because in the Midas Hadin, that I'm the doer. Like Yitzchak made the money. It's probably, by the way, we don't find any jealousy on Avram's money. We find jealousy on Yitzchak's money. He made money. Hashem gave me. Well, I could be jealous. I can't fight Hashem. No, if I could also win the lottery. You're not going to be jealous of a person who win the lottery. I'm not going to be jealous of a person who win the lottery. The odds are, he was lucky. I'd be jealous of him. I'm jealous when a person he has a koyach I don't have. He can make money. Therefore, they were jealous of Yitzchak's money, the Torah tells us. We don't find that Avram's money generated jealousy. What is the problem now of the Mamzer here? What's the problem of the Mamzer? What is the problem over here, the Litzoni Hador? Stupidities? Hashem makes miracles for stupidities? No. There's no such thing. And Eletz is not a guy who says stupidities. to something stupid. That's stupidity. I mean, Hashem doesn't have to go ahead and make a miracle to tell you something, to answer some stupidity. It means that there's some merit. What was the reason it was a letz? Because it was very unlikely that it should be true. Because most of the time she's living with Avram. Avram could have kids. But what is he saying? He's saying like this. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that the philosophers asked, how could there be any mamzerim? How could there be mamzerim in the world? Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Hashem has to make children. Let him not make children. Let Hashem not make children. A man lives with somebody else's wife. This is the Gemara's kind of philosophers asked the Chacham. A man lives with somebody else's wife. Hashem doesn't want that to happen. The shloish is shutfim ba'adam. A person has to have Hashem participates. He doesn't want this. Just let him not participate. The Gemara says, Oilam, the answer, Oilam has to go kimin hogo, and the Rishoyim will get punished for what they're doing. Then the Gemara goes on to say like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to bring a brisa from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very upset with the people that create Mamzerim, because they force him to put a false surah, to put a false chosim on the person. Because really, a person should have the chosim of his parents. Person is has the stamp of his parents. And really, this by a mamzer, that's not a true chosim. And in fact, there's three partners, and there's husband, wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the stamp that should be on a child. And this is what the Gemara says. And therefore, since a mamzer forces, the stamp on a mamzer is not the stamp of parents and Hashem. In other words, it's not really has Hashem's stamp on it, because it's a false stamp. Which a little bit Rashi alluded to this in Parshas Noach, when he brought the Medrash Rabbah, that why is the Mabul for 40 days? So Rashi says, because it takes 40 days to form a child, and these people were living with other people's wives, and by the Dor HaMabul, and therefore they forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do 40 days of wrong work, which he didn't want to do, forced him to this, and therefore Hashem brings a Mabul. That's what Rashi says is the 40 days, which means that the tsura, the chosim, on a person that's a mamzer, is a false chosim. Shouts like this. We're now discussing, and Parshas told us, the whole Parsha here, the whole idea of Yitzchak, the whole role of Yitzchak in the world, is to create, to make us into a state. A state means there's a real presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We're seeing His. The world is an emes of place. We're making the world a mokum. The world of Sheker has become emes because the whole world reflects, and like in Mashiach's time, the whole world reflects the truth of Torah. This is watching the Torah. Going to business in the morning is learning Masechta Bava Metzia. If you're in a business in a world that would be running in Mashiach's time, be Torah. You may not know Perek Hazov. You may not know Perek Ezu Neshach. You go and do business. You go into a bank. You're living Ezu Neshach. Forget about it. You know it. You're living it. In a world run, a state run by Torah, you walk in. The business world is seeing the Shulchan Aruch. Like, you know what it is? I remember learning Hilchas Sukkah so many times, so I had to really build the Sukkah. It was like a whole different thing. I couldn't even figure it out after knowing Hilchas Sukkah. You see a Sukkah, you got a little better understanding of Hilchas Sukkah. You see a world running with the proper laws of ribbis, what is ribbis, what's not ribbis, how you structure business, that there shouldn't be own law problems, how to compensate a worker. Then you're seeing living Torah. You're seeing the reality of the Torah. That's the tachlis of the world. It's not a place. The world is not a place where man has a religious experience. The Torah, the world itself, the state itself, has to be the living. That's teaching Torah. It's watching the Torah in action. It's seeing the Torah. It's seeing the mice of Torah. It's like you see a sukkah, you see Shabbos being observed, you see all the bein ol mechaveros being observed, and all our obligations to each other. It's watching the truths of Torah. if Yitzhak Avinu is a mamzer, then the tzur is not real. If the whole purpose of the world is that there should be a nation, and that we should have a Torah state, the world should be a Torah state, then the world has to be a place of emes. The chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not even on the people. Forget about it. People are dressed. They dressed. They had operations. They look like they're people. They look. But it's false. That's the problem. The problem is that if a world of mamzerim is, then that's not you're not seeing the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not seeing him in the world. As the pasuk points out. Zeh Sefer told us, Odom b'yom b'ro l'kim Odom b'dmus l'kim osa osa zochon akeva borom v'yavorim ikra shumom Odom v'yom borom, and he gave and v'yolid b'dmus l'kitzalmo, and he has sheis. So the d'mus and selim elokim in a person is in his child. The human being doesn't have d'mus and selim elokim. That is their problem. The whole idea is now we're going to the next level. Now we're not talking about religious experience. We're talking about making the world to Olam of Emes. With Mamzerim, you can't. This question is not a question 40 years ago. Okay, so that's not a problem 40 years ago. We're not talking, we're just talking about we're talking about a religious person. Right? So the kids, he has a kid, the moms are so. Believe me, Yitzhak will still be the most religious kid you'll see. He'll be the firmest kid in the block, the one who observes Zion Mitzvahs. That's not it. So he's a mamzer. We didn't have to address that problem. The problem of mamzerus is only a problem in the creation of the Jewish of the state, the Torah state, not a problem in the religious experience. No, even for the person, it's not a problem. Mamzer Talmud Chochem is before Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. For the person himself, he can achieve anything. He can achieve the greatest heights. He can be more than Kohen Gadol. Yikar him Yipnimim. The Gemara says that a Mamzer Talmud Chochem is greater than a Kohen Gadol. Personal, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if you want to look at the world and say, ah, there I see God. I see the Shulchan Aruch in life. I see the human being. I see God in the world. No. You see a false God. You don't see the tselem and the mus of God on the human being. That's what the Gemara says. It's a false surah. It's a false chosim. That wasn't the problem. Therefore, the Torah didn't address it. The Torah is mentioning this problem here. And by the way, now we understand that's a very... It's not something stupid that's being said. We're not talking about stupidities. We're talking about a very insightful criticism. It's a cynical, but it hits the mark. You're talking about making a nation, and you yourself are not you're not a reflection of truth yourself. It's only a let's because the likelihood of them being a mamzer is very unlikely. And therefore, he takes the cynical position. But the question is a real question. God forbid that should be true. That would be a total contradiction to everything that we're trying to accomplish. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzartzur. And that we know now, not then. It wasn't a problem then. What was a problem then is? Problem over there is, Avraham and Sarah, two religious people, don't have any children. You know what? Make this huge part. God loves us. No, we're religious. God loves us. You see that? I'm 90 years old. I had a baby. I'm 100. God loves me. And, you know, he should love me. We're righteous. Really? They adopted a baby. That was the problem. They're going around saying they're religious and therefore God has that special relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You do? Yeah, sure. 9 years old. I gave birth. You gave birth 90? Really? You found the kid and you adopted him. That was a question then. That question was answered. To the righteous person who's holding himself up as a paragon of virtue, and therefore he has a special connection with Hashem, and therefore he's able to, Hashem does miracles for him. You're telling me you had miracles? real miracle. You found the key. You adopted the baby. That question was then a problem. The problem of Mamzer would not have been any problem at all then. What's the problem over there? Still tremendous. Hashem must love me. I had a child. I'm 90 years old. It's only a problem in the creation of the Torah state. It's not a problem in the creation of the religious person. It's only a problem in the Torah state, not in the religious person. That's the issue to the two parshas. The main vort we're saying here is that there's an enormous change. Yitzchak is creating an enormous change. He's creating the seeds of the beginning of the Torah state. The beginning of Hashem having the world being able to be reflective and Bezus Hashem, and it should only be reflective of Hashem's presence. But that can be only if state is also a Torah. And for that we need that we should be a nation among nations and then ultimately be the leading nation to make sure the rest of the world follows, that we are able to make the political end, to be the leading political power, that the whole world should follow the political, the value system of the Torah, and the world should be reflective of Torah. That is our greatest hope. It is the, you know, Mashiach. I mean, it's so ridiculous. We want Mashiach. You know what Mashiach means? No more problems with the Goyim. We'll move to Israel and we'll live happily ever after and be rich. That's not one of the Yud Gimel Ikra. There's no Ikra like that. We should be rich and live in Eretz Yisrael. The Yud Gimel Ikra of Mashiach is that we should be zoiche to see a world, look in the world, and it should be a Torah. We should see Hashem's presence in the world. The world should be a place of seeing the Shulchan Aruch in existence and seeing the world. That is the Yud Gimel Ikra of Mashiach. Mashiach is not our salvation. Mashiach is, it's not that there's going to be a redemption and we're not going to have problems. That's not the goal of Mashiach. The goal of Mashiach is, that's an Ikra, is that, because if it only be Schar and Onish, that we're going to be saved from being beaten up by Goy. When do we need anything in this world? There's a world to come. We're not going to have any problems. We got a reward. It's, we want to see the world, this world, to go from an olam of sheker to an olam of emes. That it should be reflection. We should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That was the whole purpose of creation. That is, the roots of that are beginning with Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak knows how to do that. Yitzchak brings the ability to do, to make, to control. And that's what he wants to give over. He wants to give that to Esav, because Esav is the only one who has in his eyes that particular koyach. He understands he's not so religious. He understands he's not the visionary. He states it's going to be a partnership with Yaakov. As we know, he held back Birchas Avram, he held back. That was never being discussed. No matter how desperate Esav was for a bracha, there was no thought to give him Birchas Avram. That's not till Birchas Avram doesn't come till later, because that was obviously always reserved for Yaakov Avinu. Till now, we're talking a whole different thing. We're talking about a religion. Yiddishkeit's a religion, observing 613 mitzvahs. If you could be zeicha to it, and you could understand it, you observe 613 mitzvahs. Now we're talking about the world should run. Avram doesn't have those abilities. He's not a person who can run the world. Avram, vayorik eschanicha. We didn't even think about it. It's a miracle. Vayorik, he's going to go fight a war. Vayorik eschanicha. He takes who? The pasuk said 318. No, just Eliezer. You're not talking about organization, you're not talking about anybody who knows how to mobilize an army, you're not talking about it. Even though the Rambam said he had tens of thousands of people, goes to war, he got one person to take with him. It's a whole different void. That's not who he is. That's who Yitzchak Avinu is. If he can create money and make money, and I mean astounding amounts of money, he could make astounding amounts of money to create jealousy. Astounding, Chazal say, was astounding amounts of money, because he had discipline, he had organization. He's able to do. He understands that his heir to that is Esau. He wants that Esau should be that. He has two children. He figures Yaakov will be the other one. And then, Bezus Hashem, will be Klal Yisrael. That was the vision. And that was the message that was supposed to happen. The mistake was that Esau could not be utilized. But Kodesh Baruch Hu actually allowed Yaakov to develop into being a person of Asiyah too. And Yaakov is talking about that merger between Asiyah, between Gevura. Next week's Parsha, we find the Gevura. We also find the learning too. We find the Yeshiva Olam by Yaakov. He goes right away 14 years to Shem Ve'Aver. We see Yaakov, we find he can make money too, Yaakov. Yaakov knows how to make money. But however he did it, he knows how to make money. He takes the sticks. He knows how to make money. It's not brachas. He makes money. He knows how to make money. He also knows how to and he also has Tayog Mitzvah Shamarti, and he also has the tremendous God. This 14 years he didn't lie down. He fell asleep, but he didn't lie down to sleep. In him, there's that merger. Okay, that was a mistake that Yitzchak didn't realize that Yaakov was capable of that. But or maybe when Esav lost the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov more kayak, whatever, that's irrelevant. But what Yitzchak is trying to do is build a Torah world. Till now, we don't have a Torah world. That's the Av of Yitzchak, and that's the Midah of Gvur, the being able to organize, to do, and therefore it's never Hashem did, I do. Of course, he understands everything is, Hashem gave him the ability, the kayak lasus chayo, but he's doing. And Esau has that koyach, is following in his father's footsteps to a T. Hashem didn't cause it to happen. I made it happen. I brought it. How could you bring it? Hashem gave me intelligence. He gave me the skills. He gave me, therefore, I was able to make it happen fast. He would have never said that Hashem did. Hashem did means that you became worthy and Hashem did. That's not Esau. He knows that's not Esau talking. He knows, and therefore he's very, very... He's worried. That's not Esav. It's a Kol Yaakov talking. Esav didn't talk that way, and that was part of who he was, and he wasn't fooling his father. His father was Taka right. His father was right that he is his heir, his legitimate heir, the one who knows how to make things happen. His whole life is knowing how to make things. He's created almost complete. He knows how to make things happen. He's a hunter. He's an Isha Sodah. Therefore, I said, only here for the first time is there a problem if the world could have a false image. Because when you're talking about he's making a Torah world, then there can't be a false image. Then, may Avimelech Nesabrasor Kataka be a problem. Good Shabbos.